You probably know someone who's in this stage of life. Maybe it is your daughter, sister, or niece, or maybe it is you yourself. If not, soon you will. The phase I am talking about is in between a child and an adult, the age where you expect her to act like the adult she is, and she expects you to continue showering her with attention. This is a time of life referred to as the terrible 20s. That's where my little sister Jenny is. However dreadful the situation seems, don't worry. I have discovered a way to cope with it. Talk about boys. Even if you aren't interested in the current boy she is dating and you can't remember if his name is Andrew or Jordan, or if Jordan was the name of the boy she brought to visit 2 weeks ago, or is he the one that does triathlons, pretend you know. If she finds out you don't know, she will pout. And not just for 10 minutes or so, but the whole day. Don't try to make her happy in these situations. It doesn't work. Believe me, I've tried. The best thing to do is just let her keep on pouting, and eventually, in 2 or 3 hours, you hope she will snap out of it. However, there are good things about knowing someone in this terrible 20 stage of life. For example, when you get home from a date with a boy you really like, she will want to hear every detail. After all, romance and giddiness are her forte. She will gush when you tell her the way he held your hand and how he asked you out for the next weekend too. She'll be excited and coach you on when to reply to his text message after he sends a note thanking you for the fun date. She knows your insecurities about dating and always gives support. Jenny is also good to have around when you break up. If you are the one that got dumped and are heartbroken and confused, she will help your faltering self-confidence. She'll do what sisters do best and tell you how pretty and smart you are, reassuring you that you don't need a boyfriend anyway. Because as she always says, having a boyfriend is restrictive, like wearing too many sports bras. Her wisdom makes you feel better. It makes you feel confident again. So even though her overly dramatic way of life may annoy you and make you want to slap her or tell her to get over it, you won't. Because when it comes down to it, you realize that you need attention, reassurance, and love from her, just like she needs it from you. And even though you've figured out a lot about life, who's to say your age doesn't have its terribles too? This is Becky Young.